So, as part of our sessions, this is the book that we'll be following. This is called as Abhyasa Pustakam, and the PDF version of this book has been shared via the email. So, I will be doing it in each of our email communications. You will be able to get the PDF of this book from our email. So, this is the book that we would be following, and alternatively, what I will be doing is during the classes, I will be muting all of you so that the voice or the noise doesn't get recorded during the session. If you would like to speak, you can unmute yourself and you can speak, but most of you would be on mute. Anybody who wishes to speak can unmute themselves and then can speak. So, and you can also use the chat window for other communication. Okay, Sumit Kumar Mahodaya is there. So looks like his okay, there will be noise, so I'll be muting some of you. All right, and also, can you see the screen? I have shared the screen. This is the PPT that we would be using for today's session. Can you see the screen? Can you give me an answer in the chat? Okay.
Yes.
Oh. I'm
Mahari. So we will be using both of this, and the book that we would be following is called as the Abhyasa Pustakam. This is the PDF version. If somebody wants to get the hard copy of this book also, the links have been shared in the email. You can get them from that location. Okay. So this would be the soft copy, and I'll keep on sharing this book until we finish our classes. So this will be available in our email communications. And also, I will share a website where all our recordings and our material will be available, our class material. This has been already shared with you in previous communications by Arvindo Mahodaya. He has shared the in the location of where these recordings and this book would be available. So that website is where we will be using all our material, or our class material will be available there. And once we complete our class, after the class, the recording of the session, the PPT link and the Abhyasa Pustakam links will be shared with you again. Those would be present on a website. I'll share that link post the session. Okay, that would be another email. And also any homework for the current week will also be present in that email. So I'll also mention that in that email. That would be our communication email after the class. So welcome everybody again. My name is Jayant. Swagatam. So we'll get started. So before we get started, we'll start with a small prayer, and then we'll begin, end our class also with a prayer. So I'll get started with the prayer. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejas Vinavadhitamastu, Mavit Vishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Next is the Subhashitam for today's class, or for this particular session, and it is essentially a proverb. What it means is, Arabdham Uttama Janaha Na Parityajanti. So a task that is begun by generally the good people, they will not give it up. So Arabdham means start, Uttama Janaha means people who are good, Na Parityajanti means they would not give up such tasks, so give away such tasks that have been started. So that is what it means. So we will also try to see that we don't end these classes in between, and we'll continue till the end. Astu. And there is a small song here, which is called as Surasa Subhoda Geetam. This is a song, and I would request you to listen to this song after the class. Probably going forward we'll listen to this song again. It is about it is a song about Sanskritam, saying that it is an easy language and it is not a difficult language. So that would be our medium also. We will also try to understand Sanskrit by speaking. Some of the things we will try to understand, and some things we will also practice as part of our homework. And we'll most of the times we'll try to speak Sanskritam, or we'll practice during our sessions as well. Astu. So with Sanskritam, these are the basic letters. Bhagini, I am muting you. Okay, so here these are the basic letters that begin with Sanskritam. So we know a language will have letters in order to understand the words, and then to form sentences we would need the words. But the basic form of a word is nothing but it is there in the letters, right? So in Sanskritam we have two kinds of letters or aksharas, and what it means is they are broken down into two parts. One is called as swaraha, the other one is called as vyanjanani. So swaraha are the moolas. So without the swaras we cannot get on to the other letters. So swaras are the moolas, and what are the various swaras or the swaraha? So swaraha means vowels. Swaraha means vowels. And vyanjanani means consonants. Swaraha means vowels. Vyanjanani means consonants. So swaraha are a, a, e, e, u, u, r, r, l, a, I, o, au, am, aha. These are the various swaraha. And in vyanjanani we have ka, kha, ga, gha, nya, cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, ta, tha, dha, dha, na, ta, tha, dha, dha, na, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha, sha, tra, nya, shra, om. So these are all formed using swaraha. Without the swaraha, vyanjanani cannot be completed, right? So in vyanjanani, we have the swaraha included. So there is an halantam and the swaraha associated with respect to one vyanjan. So without that, it is not completed. So we have compound letters. This is what would mean a compound letters when associated with a vyanjan. It would become a compound letter. So K is basically halantam, K is basically halantam, G is basically halantam, G is basically a halantam. Now, what is an halantam? So, whenever we are pronouncing the letters, right, we pronounce for a duration. Okay? So, K is for, if we have to understand this, the measurement of time we know is 1 second, right? They are called as matras in Sanskrit, but here we will try to understand with respect to time that we know. So the time here is essentially 1 second. So ka, if we are pronouncing that for pronouncing it for 1 second, this particular letter that is indicated with the small dash at the bottom, right, this kind of representation is called as halantam. So this one would be pronounced for half a second. Right? And then if I have to pronounce this particular letter here, this is a combination of this first letter and the combination of a swara, and it will become k. So this is kind of pronounced for 1 second. So all of this, if these are pronounced for 1 second or 1.5 seconds, this particular letter in the beginning that has been represented as k is represented for half a second. Okay? So k, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, 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 ke, kai, ko, kau. So k plus a is k, k plus a is ka, k plus e is ki, k plus E is key. So key, this, the difference between the first key and the other key is that the first key is pronounced for a lower amount of time. If this is pronounced for 1 second, this would be pronounced for 1.5 seconds. So key, k plus u, u, and then we have the dhirga swara here, which is k plus u, u, k plus ru, kru, k plus ru, kru, k plus lr will become kr, k plus a will become k, k plus I will become kai, k plus o will become ko, k plus au will become kau. So individually for each of these compound letters, the representation has been given. And as we go forward, we'll slowly try to pronounce these as well. For people who are already versed with Devanagari script, please treat this as revision. Astu. So similarly, we have the complete list of the conjunct letters which can be used in association with respect to the vyanjans or the consonants. So we can pronounce or combine two consonants as well, not only with respect to the swara, but also with respect to consonants, we can combine and write different kind of association of the letters. So these are compound letters as well. This is how it will be, k plus k, k. So we'll anyways, there are a lot of ways in which we can pronounce. As we go forward, we'll come to this as well. So for people who are very new to the script of Sanskrit, the script of Sanskrit are in various forms. We are following the Devanagari script. And as you see here, this is how the letters would be written. The arrows indicate where it should start and how it should be written. So one indicates that you would start here, then make a half circle, come down, complete the circle, go a little bit upper, and then come from here, number three indicates, and then you go upper, and then you draw a vertical line, and then you draw a sleeping line on the vertical line. So 1, 2, then 3, then draw the vertical line and then the sleeping line and complete the letter A in this form. So there are 5 strokes that are needed to complete A. Similarly for A, there are 6 strokes. So as you see here, this is, are the number of strokes that are represented. So we'll start with 1, then go with 2, then 3, then come down 4, then come down 5, and then the draw the completion, which is nothing but the sleeping line. So this is how you could learn. Similarly, we have different representations here for each of the swara. For somebody who is new, please refer to this slide. Please practice the Devanagari script. Devanagari script is the basis for learning the script nicely. And if you would like to write, please practice this slide as part of our homework. For somebody who is new, please practice these 2 slides. So these are essentially the letters that are available here, right? These are the various letters that are there that you can practice. A, A, E, E, U, U, R, R, L, A, I, O, AU. This would be the basic set of letters or the vowels that would be needed to begin with Sanskritam. So please start this if somebody who is very new to Devanagari script. I'll also share one more link in the email where the pronunciation would be available, and also you will be able to see how the strokes are being made with respect to a letter. I will share that also, and in the next class I will also demonstrate how these letters are written. Using that website, we can also learn the Devanagari script well. Astu. So these are the vowels and these are the consonants. We will come back to this again. But with Sanskrit or with any language, even before we start writing or reading, the first thing that we do is we start speaking, right? That is how we learn a language. Even before we write or read, the most important aspect with respect to a language would be our speech. We start talking or we talk, start speaking that language, right? That is how we have learned Sanskritam. So our mode also would be this. where we will start trying to speak the language first, and then we will slowly learn the words in the language, and then once we are good in language, we will start speaking the language also. Our conversations will slowly move to Sanskritam, we will start speaking also. Asto, that is how we will try to do. And I am also using some Sanskrit words in between. So please do not misunderstand that. That is part of our the conversation. Slowly some of the words will be introduced as we speak. And some of you are aware of it. You would understand anyways. For people who are new, please see that you are also able to grasp the pronunciation. We are not trying to speak in the initial stages, but please try to understand how we are pronouncing. And then slowly we will try to understand that. So our mode will be primarily to speak or talk in Sanskritam. Slowly then we will understand the script. We will try to do that. That will be our mode in which we will learn. And as we go forward, we will try to speak more in Sanskritam. As we go forward, we'll try to construct sentences. And that will be much more easier for us to go towards learning Sanskritam fully. Astu? Okay, so we'll get started here. So first thing that we'll do is we'll try to introduce ourselves. So in Sanskrit, if I have to introduce myself, generally we introduce our name. I am somebody. That is what we'll introduce. Or I am Jain. That is how I'll introduce myself. Who is somebody who is new? But in Sanskrit, the same thing. I'll say Mama Nama Jayantaha. So introduction means parichayaha. So mama parichayaha asti, mama nama jayantaha. So my name is Jayantaha. That is what I have said. So mama nama jayantaha. So for here, I should ask somebody as well. How do I ask? Right? I should ask, what is your name? I meet somebody, I introduce myself, but also I want to ask your name. How do I ask? I ask in two ways. That is the way in which Sanskritam is constructed. There are two ways in which we can ask. Now, ways here with respect to the gender. With respect to the gender, we would like to ask. So, if it is a feminine gender, I will ask, Bhavatyaha, Bhavatyaha, Nama, Kim. So, Bhavatyaha means, here, madam, or we are trying to respect somebody, and ask the name. See, in generally in our Indian languages, we have the word to address somebody with respect or without respect. In English, you have only you and your. That's all. If we want to respect, we'll add something. Your Highness or respected sir. We add respect like that. But in Sanskritam, the word itself will take the form indicating there is respect associated to it. We need not add additional words to say there is some kind of respect to it, right? So similarly, when I'm saying bhavatyaha, for a feminine gender, bhavatyaha will also include respectful meaning. Meaning that we are asking with respect already. That is already there in bhavatyaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim? Can you please let me know your name, or what is your name with respect to, we are already adding that. Here, bhavatyaha namakim. Similarly, if we want to ask a male gender, then it would become bhavatah namakim. Bhavatyaha namakim is for feminine gender. For the masculine gender or for the male, it will be bhavatah namakim. Bhavatyaha namakim for the feminine gender. Bhavatah namakim for the masculine gender. So now we will try to practice this, and I will ask individually each one of you. So I'll ask you, what is your name? Please tell your name, and at the same time ask me the question, what is my name as well. So once again, what we'll do is I'll ask your name. So if it is a masculine gender, I'll ask bhavatah namakim. You have to respond, mama nama is this name. If it is a masculine gender, I'll ask bhavatah nama kim. Please respond with your name, mama nama is so and so name. and then ask me the question, bhavatah namaki. Astu? So this is what we'll practice right now. So first is Abhishek Mahodaya. Can you please unmute yourself?
Mahodaya.
Bhavatah namakim.
Mama nama Abhishekah. Bhavatah namakim.
Mama nama Jayantah. Astu Mahodaya. Agre Arun Mahodaya. Bhavatah namakim.
Mama namah Arunah.
Nama. Mahodaya, kshamatam.
Mama nama Arunah. Bhavatah namakim.
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Ganesh Mahodaya.
Mama nama Ganeshah. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Astu Mahodaya. Agre Kishore Mahodaya.
Mama nama Kishore. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Krishna Mahodaya.
Mama nama Krishna Murti. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Nayana Bhagni. Bhavatyah nama kim? Nayana Bhagni, we are not able to hear your voice. Can you unmute yourself? You are unmuted, but somehow we are not able to hear your voice. Astu, no problem, Bhagne. Probably check your mic. Your voice is not audible. Astu, agre Prema Bhagni. Prema Bhagni, bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Prema bhavatyah nama kim?
Bhavatah Bhagni. For masculine, it will be bhavatah.
Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Astu Bhagni. Agre Sucheta Bhagni, bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Sucheta, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Sudindra Mahodaya, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Sudindraha, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Sumangala Bhagini.
Mama nama Sumangala. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Bhavatyah nama kim? Bhavatyah nama Sumangala. Astu Bhagini. Agre Umashankar Mahodaya. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama
Mahodaya, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Umashankar. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Sumit Mahodaya.
Mama nama Sumitah. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Jayantah. Agre Veena Bhagni. Bhavatyah nama kim?
मम नाम भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु भगिनि, अग्रे गिरीश् महोदय।
मम नाम गिरीशः, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अग्रे विजयन् महोदय, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम विजयनः, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु, अग्रे शरद् महोदय, भवतः नाम किम्? शरद् महोदय, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम शरद, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु महोदय, अग्रे शोभा भगिनी, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम शुभा,
शुभा।
भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु भगिनी, अग्रे अमूल्या भगिनी अस्ति वा? भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम अमूल्या, हमे अष्ट कक्षा पाठयन्ति, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः।
धन्यवादः महोदय।
अस्तु भगिनी, अग्रे सीतालक्ष्मी भगिनी।
मम नाम सीतालक्ष्मी, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु भगिनी, अग्रे क्षमा भगिनी, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम क्षमा फ्रान्सिस्, अहं भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम
भवतः नाम किम्?
आं भगिनी, मम नाम चिन्ता मास्तु भगिनी,
मम नाम क्षमा, मम नाम क्षमा,
मम नाम जयन्तः। अग्रे अर्चना भगिनी अस्ति वा? भवत्याः नाम किम्? अस्तु, अनिल कुमार महोदय, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम अनिल कुमारः, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अग्रे राममोहन महोदय, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम राममोहन, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम जयन्तः। अस्तु, सो दिस् वुड् बि अवर् इन्ट्रोडक्षन् आफ् हौ वि इण्ट्रड्यूस् अवर् सेल्स्. भवतः ईस् फार् द मास्कुलैन् जेण्डर्, भवत्याः ईस् फार् द फेमिनैन्
जेण्डर्. केन् ऐ आस्क् टू क्विक् क्वेशन्स्? सो वैल् लैक् यु नो, यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् द नेम्स्, ऐ जस्ट् ओब्सर्व् द टू वर्ड्स् अग्रे एण्ड् अस्तु, विच् यु आर् यु नो लैक् रिसैडिङ्ग् वेरि फ्रीक्वेण्ट्लि. सो केन् यु हेल्प् अस् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ़् अग्रे एण्ड् अस्तु?
ओके, अग्रे मीन्स् देट् नेक्स्ट् एण्ड् एण्ड् देन् अस्तु मीन्स् ओके.
ओके, सो इट्स् लैक् नेक्स्ट् एण्ड् ओके.
यस्,
ओके, थेङ्क् यु.
Another question. See, when we tell our name, after that we have to add ha. Is it correct or it is not required?
Okay, so there are two things here. The question says whether in yes, most of you are observing that we are adding aha. Aha indicates visargaha. So aha or ha is we are adding for only for the masculine names. Jayantaha or Abhishekaha, Kishoraha. So this is what we have observed. So the general thing is, in Sanskrit, whenever we have the ending letters with A, and if it is a masculine word, so the genders are not classified based on the gender that we are observing. Okay. So what does it mean is, the words are basically classified. In the language itself, the words are classified as masculine and feminine. And there is the third gender also called as the neutral gender. There are basically three genders in Sanskrit. The masculine gender, the feminine gender, and the neutral gender. So if the name is belonging to the masculine gender, and we have to identify what is the word ending with, then we can add the aha. Okay? So for now, as a generic rule, for now, there are a lot of grammar rules that will come into picture that, again, as we learn the language well, that will be known how it is being added. So for if it is a ending with A, Dhirga, so A, then generally we are not adding the Aha. But if it is ending with A, then we are adding Aha. Or if it is ending with E, we can add it. The aha, Harihi, Jayantaha, Krishnaha, all these are ending with a, e, and these are generally masculine words, not with respect to the name associated with the person, but the word itself is the masculine. We can add aha or the visarga at the end. So how do we put and what do we put? This will come from practice. Slowly we'll start practicing it. Now, for now, if you have not added the visarga, it is fine. But as we learn the words and the form of the words, what do you mean by form of the words? What is the letter that is ending with the word? Whether it is a masculine or whether it is a feminine. Based on it, we'll try to add the aha. So that is what the form of the word would be. Yes.
What is visarga?
Visarga. So, we will go back to our lesson again. So, if you have noticed our letters, right? In the vowels, we are adding this particular word in this form. So, when we are pronouncing here, we are saying this as aha. Aha is called as the visarga. You see those two dots at the end vertically. This is called as the visarga. And am is the anuswaraha. This is what is the anuswaraha.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is what we will be using. And visargaha or dhirgaha are these letters, the way we are pronouncing, are all coming from the swaras. So the fundamental units for the pronunciation are coming from the swaras. That is what is the fundamental pronunciation is required. So we need to know the vowels, and whatever we are speaking is coming from vowels itself, and then we are forming using Vyanjanani. The other words are a combination of the Vyanjan or the Halanta Vyanjan and the Swara. This is the combination, and we will learn them as we go forward as well. So we have seen this. So Mama Nama, my name is, Bhavataha Nama Kim. What is your name? And there is a respect also in it. So, Bhavataha Namakim. So, if we have to literally translate, so what is your name? Masculine. What is your name? Feminine. So, there is also one of the things is, with respect to context, we cannot directly translate the meaning of the word into English, right? Probably in Indian language, it could be much more easier, right? Bhavataha Namakim, if you are speaking Hindi or any other language, we know how do we address somebody with respect, right? That is already inbuilt. Bhavatyaha Namakim. Similarly, we are respecting or asking somebody, some person with some respect. Bhavataha Namakim, Bhavatyaha Namakim, right? So this is how the introduction would be. And then, we want to point something. This is that, or this is something, that is something, right? This is what would be our next level of learning, where we would say that this is an object, that is an object, what is it? So this would be denoted with these two symbols. So if we are representing something far away, so we will use the blue hand. And if it's something nearby, we will use this hand. Okay, the smaller notation of the hand, or just the wrist. the symbol that is represented only by the wrist and the fingers, we will try to point them as nearby. And something that is far away, we will use the entire arm's length. Okay, arm's length with the fingers is what would be represented. Far away for this symbol, nearby for this symbol. Okay, these are the symbols that we will use. But when it comes to the word that we have to use, something that is far away, how do I say that? So the first question would be, for the masculine gender is saha, saha, kaha. So something that is far, right? We are referring to as saha, and kaha is the question. What is that or what is he? So saha is a masculine word. Kaha is a masculine form of the question who. Who is he? So as I said, there are three kinds of words in Sanskritam. And the three kinds of words or categories of the words are masculine, feminine and the neuter gender. These are the three categories in which the words are associated or categorized. And if I want to ask who is he, because why are we using he here is because this is a masculine object. And if we know the word who is he, then we will associate kaha. Saha kaha. Saha kaha means who is he. Saha kaha. Astu? Saha kaha. Who is he? The answer would be saha syutaha. Syutaha. Syutaha means bag. Syutaha means bag. Syutaha ityukte. Syutaha artaha in English is bag. Saha kaha. Saha syutaha. Saha kaha. Saha syutaha. Who is he? He is a bag. Similarly, saha kaha. Saha cholaha. Saha kaha. Saha cholaha. Saha kaha. Saha balakaha. Saha balakaha. Astu, so we will ask the question in this form and then we will also try to answer them in this way. Astu? So, Pradamam Ram Mohan Mahodaya Astiva. So please ask the question saha kaha and answer it saying saha syutaha.
Saha kaha. Saha syutaha.
Astu. Syutaha ityukte bag. Next. Please ask
saha
the question.
Kaha. Saha
cholaha. Astu.
Saha kaha. Saha balakaha.
Astu.
Saha marjaraha. Saha kaha.
Saha kaha. Saha marjaraha. Astu. Agre.
Saha kaha. Saha rathaha.
Saha rathaha. Astu. Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Agre Anil Kumar Mahodaya.
Saha kaha.
Ah, okay. Saha is done. Ek nimsha Mahodaya. Next is
Saha. Saha.
No. Ek nimsha Mahodaya. So next is Eshaha. Eshaha ityukte something that is nearby. Eshaha. Okay.
Saha is Saha. Eshaha Mantyananaha.
Eshaha kaha, Eshaha Mantanaha.
Mantanaha, Mantanaha.
Charnar, Astu.
So this question. See, this aha is to be used in every word?
Not in every word. Only words that are required. We will understand that slowly. We will try to get introduced to the words and then you will know the difference. For now, we will just pronounce it.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Asma. Next, can you please do this as well? Eshaha.
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha makaraha.
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 Makaraha. Makaraha ityukte?
makaraka
makaraha
makaraha makaraha
what does it mean makaraha what does it mean
crocodile na
crocodile makaraha crocodile agre mahodaya
एषः कः एषः वैद्यः
एषः कः एषः वैद्यः केन् यू डू दिस्
एषः कः एषः शुनकः
समीचीनम् अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे अर्चना भगिनी अस्ति वा
एषः कः एषः दीपः
अस्तु अग्रे अर्चना भगिनी केन् यू डू दिस्
एषः कः एषः विद्यद्वीपः
अत्र हियर् सः दिस् इस् सः
ओके 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 सः कः सः विद्यद्वीपः
अस्तु अग्रे
I don't know, is this Saha or Esha?
Okay, Bhagni. So for the long blue hand, this is Saha. For the short hand, it is Esha.
Okay, okay, okay. Esha kaha, Esha gajaha.
Esha gajaha. This one?
Esha kaha, Esha karadipaha.
Karadipaha.
Saha kaha, Saha chashakaha.
Astu, chashakaha ityukte? What does it mean?
A glass?
Yes, correct. Astu bhagini. Dhanyavada. Agre Kshama bhagini.
Ha. Aam mahodaya.
Bhagini, can you do this?
Ramaha. Eshaha Ramaha.
Eshaha Ramaha. What would be the question?
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha Ramaha.
Samichinam bhagini. Agre.
सः कः सः हस्तः
सः हस्तः
एषः कः एषः पादः
समीचीनं भगिनि धन्यवादः भगिनि समीचीनम् अग्रे सीतालक्ष्मी भगिनी
अस्मि महोदय एषः कः एषः दर्पणः एषः कः एषः वानरः सः कः सः पर्वतः सः कः सः मण्डपः
समीचीनं भगिनि अस्तु अग्रे अमूल्या भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु चिन्ता मास्तु अमूल्या भगिनी नास्ति अत्र शुभा भगिनी अस्ति वा शुभा भगिनी आर् यु देर्
यस् ऐ एम् देर्
आं भगिनि केन् यु प्लीस् डू दिस्
एषा कः एषा आरक्षकः
एषः कः एषः आरक्षकः
एषा कः एषा घटः
एषा कः एषा घटः
एषा कः एषा प्रकोष्ठः
इत्युक्ते
प्रकोष्ठः प्रकोष्ठः
आं भगिनि सो वाट् डस् प्रकोष्ठः मीन् हियर्
रूम्
अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु केन् यु प्लीस् डू दिस् अस् वेल्
सः कः सः विद्यालयः
विद्यालयः
सः कः सः विद्यालयः
समीचीनम् अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः अग्रे शरद् महोदय अस्ति वा
एषः कः एषः समुद्रम्
एषः समुद्रः
एषः समुद्रः
अस्तु अग्रे
एषः कः एषः सैनिकः
एषः सैनिकः
एषः कः अस् चमस्
सः कः
सः कः सः चमस्
चमसः
चमसः सः चमसः
चमसः सः कः
सः कः सः शिक्षकः
शिक्षकः
सः शिक्षकः
सः कः
सः कः सः देवालयः
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 देवालयः एषः कः
एषः कः एषः व्याघ्रः
एषः व्याघ्रः अग्रे
एषः एषः कः सः शौचालयः
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 सः कः सः दन्तः
दन्तः अस्तु महोदय अग्रे विजयन् महोदय
अस्तु अस्तु जि
आं महोदय केन् यू आल्सो क्वेश्चन् आन्सर् इट् एज़् वेल्
सः कः सः स्यूतः
सः स्यूतः
सः कः सः चोलः सः कः सः बालकः
सः बालकः
सः बालकः सः कः सः मार्जोरः मार्जोरः
मार्जारः 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 इति क्याट्
सः कः सः रथः एषः कः एषः मन्तानः
एषः मन्तानः
एषः कः एषः मकरः
एषः मकरः अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे गिरीश् महोदय
एषः कः एषः वैद्यः एषः कः एषः शुनकः एषः कः एषः दीपः सः कः सः विद्युद्दीपः एषः कः एषः गजः
अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे वीणा भगिनी
आम् महोदय सः कः सः करदीपः
अत्र भगिनी एषः
एषः वा एषः किम् समीपम् अस्ति एषः कः एषः करदीपः सः कः सः चषकः एषः कः एषः रामः सः कः सः हस्तः
समीचीनम् अस्तु धन्यवादः अग्रे सुमित् महोदय
आं महोदय एषः पादः
अस्तु
एषः कः एषः दर्पणः एषः कः एषः वानरः सः कः सः पर्वतः
अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे उमाशङ्कर महोदय महोदय अस्ति वा
आम् सग कग सग मण्डपक एषः कग एषः आरक्षकग
एषः कः एषः आरक्षकः
एषः कग एषः घटक
एषः कः
एषः कग
कग नाम कः कः
कः
कः एषः कः
एषः कः
आम् महोदय एषः
एषः कः
आम् महोदय एषः एषः कः एषः घटः
एषः घटः
आम् महोदय अग्रे
एषः कः
कः
कः एषः कः एषः प्रकोष्ठः
समीचीनम् एषः कः एषः प्रकोष्ठः
सः कः सः विद्यालयः
सः विद्यालयः
एषः कः एषः समुद्रः
समीचीनं महोदय अस्तु महोदय अग्रे सुमङ्गला भगिनी अस्ति वा
एषः कः एषः समुद्रः एषः कः एषः सैनिकः सः कः सः चमसः सः कः सः शिक्षकः सः कः सः देवालयः
अस्तु भगिनि समीचीनं धन्यवादः अग्रे सुधीन्द्रमहोदय
स क एषः कः एषः व्याघ्रः सः कः सः शौचालयः सः कः सः दन्तः सः कः सः शिक्षकः सः कः सः चमसः
समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे सुचेता भगिनी
सः कः सः चमसः एषः कः एषः सैनिकः एषः कः एषः समुद्रः सः कः सः विद्यालयः
समीचीनं भगिनि धन्यवादः अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी
इष्ठः इष्ठाकोषः
भगिनी इट् इस् एषः एषः
एषः
कः
एषः कः एषः प्रकोष्ठः
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 एषः कः एषः घटः
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 घटः एषः कः एषः आरक्षकः
आरक्षकः
एषः आरक्षकः
समीचीनम् अग्रे भगिनी केन् यू आल्सो सः दिस् इस् सः भगिनी सः कः
सः 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 मन्दिपः
मण्डपः मण्डपः
मन्दपः सः सः मण्डपः
सः मण्डपः
सः कः सः भवतः
पर्वतः
भवतः
समीचीनं भगिनि समीचीनम् धन्यवादः. अग्रे नयना भगिनी, ओके योर माइक इज नॉट वर्किंग. कृष्णमूर्ति महोदय अग्रे.
आम् महोदय. एषः कः? एषः वानरः. एषः कः? एषः दर्पणः. एषः कः? एषः पादः. सः कः? सः हस्तः. एषः कः? एषः रामः.
समीचीनं, धन्यवादः. अग्रे किशोर महोदय अस्ति वा? किशोर महोदय.
सः कः? सः चषकः. एषः कः? एषः कर्दीपः. एषः कः? एषः गजः. सः कः? सः विद्युदीपः.
विद्युद्दीपः.
विद्युद्दीपः. एषः कः? एषः दीपः. एषः कः? एषः शुनकः. एषः कः? एषः वैद्यः. एषः कः? एषः मकरः.
समीचीनं महोदय, धन्यवादः.
थेङ्क् यु.
अस्तु, अग्रे गणेश महोदय.
एषः कः? एषः मन्थानः. सः कः? सः रथः.
रथः.
रथः. सः कः? सः मार्जारः. सः कः? सः बालकः.
सः बालकः.
सः कः? सः चोलः. सः कः? सः स्यूतः.
समीचीनं महोदय, अग्रे अरुण महोदय.
हा महोदय. सः कः? सः चोलः. सः कः? सः बालकः. सः कः? सः मार्जारः. सः कः? सः रथः. एषः कः? एषः मन्तानः.
बहु समीचीनं महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
अग्रे अभिषेक् महोदय.
आं महोदय. एषः कः? एषः मकरः. एषः कः? एषः वैद्यः. एषः कः? एषः शुनकः. एषः कः? एषः दीपः. सः कः? सः विद्युद्दीपः. एषः कः? एषः गजः. एषः कः? एषः करदीपः.
अस्तु महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
अस्तु, एनिबडि हू वाज़् नाट् एबल् टु प्राक्टिस् द वर्ड्स् सः एषः, प्लीस् लेट् मी नो.
For me, it is fine.
Astu Mahodaya. Okay.
I have questions, though.
Yes, Bhagini.
So you mentioned that Saha is a masculine, like, you know, any masculine object you call Saha, like, you know, to say Saha Kaha, what is that? Like, or is he a bag? Or, like, you know, who is he kind of thing? But how do we know if an object is, how do you identify if an object is like a masculine or a feminine?
Okay. So here, whenever we are referring to an object, we are referring to the object knowing the name. So there are grammar rules in which we identify a word, whether it is a feminine word or a masculine word or a neuter word. So these rules are framed, or the origination of words are also present in the rules of the grammar, and these were developed by Panini. So all the rules are laid out. Panini is the Rishi who actually framed the rules. There are about 4,000 odd rules using which we can also actually generate those words. And how are these words generated, right? So the question is, how are these words actually generated? So these words are generated using 14 rules. The 14 rules are the fundamental rules, and these are called as Maheshwara Sutrani. The rules are called as Maheshwara Sutrani. If you know this Maheshwara Sutrani, the other 4,000 rules kind of are imbibing these 14 rules everywhere. So for that, we need to know these letters. Maheshwara Sutrani are nothing but letters in the form of some kind of a sound. Okay. Those 14 rules used with the Panini's grammar, Maharshi Panini's grammar, would actually help us understand why this is in this way, why this is in this way, why should I address a word in this form, and how actually saha also originated. Is a saha individually originated, or there is some combination to it, and what is that rule? So all these rules are there in Panini grammar rules. That is where we could learn. But that would be a more advanced discussion and a discourse which is happening in other classes. For now, we will not really focus on that. I know there would be some kind of questions related to why this is happening in this way and why this is happening in this way. But primarily, our objective or the mode in which we will learn Sanskrit is the way in which we learned when we were in younger days. We will also take up these questions. It will be helpful for our discussion also. But primarily, I would like to tell is the mode in which we would learn is the way we learned previously. Without really addressing some of these questions or the roots of why the word has become like this. As we go forward, we will try to know the differences between how the words are. For now, we will try to learn based on the usage and the experience. But the question is very genuine, and that would be addressed only when we know the grammar of the language, and that is basically Vyakaranam. If you know Vyakaranam, that will be helpful to us. And those are again based on primarily the Panini's rules.
Okay, dhanyavadaha.
Any other question? There is one more question which says, is there a sheet with this protocol? Yes, I will share the sheet where we have identified some words which are masculine and feminine. That will really helpful. I will keep sharing those sheet to you, all of you. We will do that. And the other one is, do we need to put a visarga to a name? Yes. So not every name, Bhagini. Not every name. As we are discussing, this is the generic question everybody is having. When should we put the visarga and when should we not put the visarga? So there are different ways in which we look at the word, right? One is basically the noun. The other one is the pronoun. And the other one is the verb. And there are other kinds of words also in Sanskrit, how we can transform one word to look as a verb, another word to look as a noun. How do we use verbs as nouns? How do we use nouns? Not necessarily all nouns as verbs, but there are various forms of words in Sanskrit. This understanding will come as we go forward. For now, understand that if it is an a masculine, we are appending aha. And feminine, I would not say as a general case, but most of the times we don't see aha for the feminine words, okay? But you will come across words immediately where you will see aha. Probably in our next class or the class after that, we will be getting it. And there is one more question here. Can we get a copy of the PDF that you are sharing? So I am sharing this copy. This will be in view only, and you can download here. If you go here, this link will be available to you after the class. whatever format you want to download, whether it is the PPT version or the PDF version, whatever version, you can download it from here. We'll leave it to you how do you want to do it, but the link will be shared. Feel free to download this presentation. All right, I will be sharing the link with all of you after the class. So the recording link and the link of this presentation will be shared immediately after the class. You will get an email on that. Okay, any other questions for today? Aham Asmi. So attendance, yes, Aham Asmi. I am there. So that is what is present here. Or if you would like to say yes, am can also be used. Aham Asmi is I am present. Or if you want to say yes, right, you can say am. Okay, so you would like to see me. So next class, you can see me. I will please turn on my video. Today, I am not in a position to, share my video. Probably I have to dress well, so I'll do it in the next class, if it is okay. Because this is getting recorded, I cannot open the video. Next week, you will be able to see me as well. Asto, so any other questions for today's session? Asu, how do we say good morning? Suprabhatam or Shubhadhinam, and good night is Shubharatri. So all of these words we'll keep learning, and you can keep asking if you have any queries as well. Anybody has question? Yeah.
Goodbye. What is goodbye?
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll generally say Punam Milama. We'll meet again.
Punam Milama.
Punam Milama is to meet you later.
Thank you.
Atmal.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad. Thank you. Namaskar, Guruji.
Namaskar.
Dhanyavad.
Namaskar.
Namaskar.
धन्यवाद भगिनी अस्तु